All right. I will go through some of mine. I won't hit every single one of them. You have a chance to look at them, but I will pull a few out to highlight. One that I do like to read is the resolution to accept gifts and donations. We have an anonymous donor who donated $200 to Circle of Friends at Westlake High School. Tracy Cox donated recess games and play items for the Imaginative Play Center at Westlake Elementary School. Myself, Alex Fleming, Beth D'Agostino, Kim Tucker, we donated t-shirts for the staff of Westlake Elementary School for the open house and the opening of the new elementary. Shannon Johnson donated recess games and play items for the Imaginative Play Center at Westlake Elementary School. Michael and LaDonna Sarna donated $500 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. And Allison Smith donated a Butterfly Craze Kids floor pillow bed cover and 5 king size pillow to the special education room at Westlake Elementary School. I'd like to thank all of those who are so generous in our community. The rest I'm going to go through. I do want to hit 5B. When last board meeting we did approve Adam House for the position, and we did adjust his contract a little bit to reflect his education, and that's inside the contract that you're seeing there today. The other person I would like to recognize is in front of me here, is going to be Patty Hamilton, where as you know, Brady Sheets, our human resource director, has taken a position in the private sector. And as he is phasing out, I would like Alex Fleming to pick up some of those responsibilities. So when you look at the HR director and you're getting into this time of year, he is going to stay to get us through insurance open enrollment. So when all that's closed up, that's a big help to us. Then the biggest staff change that we've had in the school district this year has been the consolidation of the 4 schools. So the most work that we're doing with staff members as we're adjusting everything will probably be in the elementary school. Alex has been involved in that elementary school as a director and the staff through there. So I think to deal with those issues, it would probably be wise to have Alex pick those up as opposed to somebody coming in and trying to establish those relationships and understanding what's happening. So now saying that, what we need to do is backfill some of Alex's responsibilities. Alex is primarily responsible for the kindergarten through sixth grade. I am fortunate to know Patty, who just retired as an elementary school principal from my previous district, Midview, and she is very well respected, very good. And the way I typically describe her is she has that wonderful balance between the technical component of what we're supposed to be doing and the human component of what we should be doing. So we do need someone to come in and backfill some of those responsibilities for Alex. Kathy and Alex sat down and went through a lot of the responsibilities that they have in the academic service offices, kind of shuffled some things around and created a task list for Patty to come in and do. And so that's why she is here today.
Short retirement.
Very.
My husband is very happy.
Oh.
Now, I also will point out that Patty's grandson, Ben, will soon attending Westlake Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting.
He actually was accepted to the preschool program but needed a full day. So maybe next year we'll get him in there, but soon to be in our kindergarten. So she has a personal invested interest in helping out in the elementary school as
Megan,
well.
Future alum.
I love it. Fantastic.
Well, then to go through the link personnel, I really won't go through too much. We did, so one of the, as you look at the elementary school, one of the things that school districts always have to do, and it kind of ties into the 5-year forecast, is you have to adjust your staffing. I remember way back going through my superintendent courses, there was a particular school district whose superintendent was presenting, and she was sharing a story about how for years and years and years they didn't adjust to enrollment. They didn't correct staffing, and they found themselves very, very overstaffed. So one of the things that we did as we went into the new elementary school is we utilized similar ratios to what we had in the elementary school. So for example, I can't remember the exact number of cleaners, but David said, you usually do one cleaner for how many square feet?
Usually about 20,000 square feet.
So about 20,000 square feet. And one of the things that we didn't take into consideration is that in some of our areas, we have like our preschool kindergarten area, you have a bathroom in every class. You know, the number of the carpeting, that we have more carpeting, which takes more care than just, you know, driving that floor cleaning machine around. So we are adding staff. In this particular case, this is supervision assistance, primarily when we're looking at the cafeteria and the playground. So we did use the same ratio. I can't remember if it was 1 to 40. I can't remember how what ratio was used in the previous elementary schools. But then as we got in, we found that we need more, so we have more coming in. What we didn't want to do is overstaff and then start letting people off. We'd rather bring people in as we find more. The letter F, this is interesting. This, one of the things that we have to do is actually state the number of hours that are that each person is receiving. So when you open up the document, you will see every classified staff member listed along with the number of hours that they're working. It's something that we need to do with that. Classified substitute bus driver, those are self-explanatory. Supplemental contracts, this is primarily what you're going to be seeing for your winter sports. There's one adjustment to resolution 19-231 to change Jeremy Dottilio from assistant basketball coach from 100% contract to a 50% contract. Evidently, they're sharing that contract. Going down and through LPDC, there is a contract on here for the Cuyahoga County Board of Developmental Disabilities. If you look at that contract is primarily using their educational technology departments to work with our students with disabilities with adaptive technologies and that sort of thing. Let's see, Lori Wilfong, we use her quite a bit for ELA, and I know Kathy and has done some really, really nice work with ELA, and actually, I don't think this is ELA around here, but this is tech. This is science.
STEM.
So this is actually, when you kind of look around the room, you see some of the big ideas that they're talking about on here, is they did get a grant through the Martha Lloyd Jennings Foundation to do some project-based learning in science and math. And I think it's middle school and high school, Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah. So middle school and high school science and math teachers were in this room doing a lot of work on that, so it's a really nice thing. Letter S is approving stipends for those who went to Camp New Hop. I heard it was a very, very good Camp New Hop season. The weather was very kind to us. And having our staff members agree to stay overnight is just something that's very, very helpful. So we do have the stipends in for that. And the final letter that I have is letter T. And speaking of Camp New Hop, it is approving next year's Camp New Hop trip. That is the resolution to approve the overnight field trip.
So they still call it the Mohican trip, though, on here, I noticed.
Yeah.
It says outdoor education Mohican trip.
Yeah, it's still in the Mohican State Park.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's
yep.
True. Okay.
Yeah. It's not Mohican
it's
School of the Outdoors.
Okay.
It's a different camp, but it's still in Mohican.
They had parks back then.
That's
And I spent 3 years going with the kids overnight to Mohican, so.
So,
fun times.
In regard to my recommendations, I would like to approve 5A separately.
Okay.
However, B through T, if you're comfortable, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
B, I don't know. I don't believe 5.
Okay.
Nope.
No. Separately.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve 5A superintendent's recommendation for gifts and donations?
Second.
I would just like to say thank you again to our generous donors. Any other comments? answer questions?
And the administrators.
Oh, yes, they love, the t-shirts were great on the first days. Oh, I see some of them still wearing them, so it was a very nice gesture.
It was something that we felt strongly that as we have, and one of the things as we're talking to our teachers, what we're hearing is they're working incredibly hard because we have an entire building that feels like new teachers. Because everything is moving from their furniture to their technology to the layout of the building to the person in the room next to them. So it's a very new experience, and we also knew we had a lot of students walking into an area that they were unfamiliar with. So to have staff, obviously in an elementary school, when you see an adult, they stand out, you know, most of the time. But to have them in a staff t-shirt so that students or parents or anybody coming in would recognize who they are without them taking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other comments? Okay, roll call please.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve superintendent's recommendations 5B through 5T?
So moved.
Is there a second on that? Joe, so moved. Okay, John, seconded.
Okay, so I heard Dr. Stoll move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the second is
Mr. Kraft.
Is Mr. Kraft? Okay.
Okay. My right ear isn't too well tonight. Sorry. Okay. Any comments, questions? Okay, roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you.
My time.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, this brings us to our second hearing of the public, which can be on any item. So if you wish to comment, please come to the podium, state your name and address. And nobody wants to talk. Okay, so that brings us to our, well, board comments. I just have one comment, and I hope it's the right time, but we never congratulated you on earning your doctorate, and I noticed from your report it said Dr. Pete, and I said, well, so congratulations.
Congratulations. Stephanie and Morgan and I completed that work in May of this year.
So we're relieved to have it over. Congratulations. Well, it's quite an accomplishment. Any other board comments?
I did have the opportunity to attend Citizens Advisory Committee. Again, they're well on their way with their service hours, it's the Objective Service Hours Project. And who has that for the month of May?
CAC.
I'm sorry?
Are you referring to CAC?
Hold on, I've got it written down here someplace. I think I'm in there somewhere. My notes. It's me.
Okay. Just to remind.
November 8th, thank you. And then we've got John, you're in December, right?
What was the date?
December 16th. And then we'll do the rest of them in January at our first board meeting.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, any other comments, board comments?
Don't forget about election day next week.
Oh, yes.
Do your civic duty.
Okay, that brings us to our second reading of our board policies.
We went through these thoroughly in our last meeting. The only change that I did make is I did remove the policy that required the driver's licenses. We may bring that back because we are, in our last safety committee meeting, our resource officers were a little envious of our kiosk that we have in the elementary school. So they were asking for a kiosk. I'm still waiting on that pilot. You know, we've had some technical issues with it that people will be able to test. I was able to watch it once where, so sometimes someone's driver's license will get stuck inside the theater. Now, it does come, we can get it out, which isn't a problem, it's not a shutter. Well, but what I noticed is I was bringing someone in and had them use it, and if they shove it in, like Todd and I were talking today, if they do it, not like an ATM, but like a gas, you know how when you go to get gas, you gotta swipe it in, and you gotta, you know, if it's like an ATM where you just press it in a little bit, it will accept it, but if you really shove it in there, it's gonna get stuck.
You have to have the right touch.
It is. So my point is, when we met in our safety committee meeting, the other SROs were recorded. They like the idea of knowing who's coming in the building other than just having him write it on a piece of paper, because you can write almost any name on a piece of paper. So they're requesting something. We may start with the countertop versions for them, because, like I said, I'm not sold that the kiosk is, you know, gonna be the long term, and I'd hate to buy another three kiosks, because those are a heavier investment than just the countertop. So I want to hold off on the ID one, and if we do feel that we need bringing that back, we'll bring it back. Other than that, the policies are unchanged. And if you have questions, I'd be happy to, but I don't know if you want to.
No.
You know, about the kiosk, is there an exception? What was the people with driver's license?
That's one of the things that we talked about, and another great thing that we have now, and especially in the elementary school, is having an SRO. And what you find is a lot of times I've gone there a lot, and I'll see both Joe and Tim. So, I mean, we'll have multiple SROs there, and what they can do is they can check someone out. They can do the same thing, because really what that machine does is it takes your name and your birthday, and then it scans it through the registry. And what's kind of neat about it, kind of talk about the software for a second, is like there could be, you know, multiple John Finucans. And so if there were Joe Kraft, probably a little better. There you go. So multiple Joe Krafts, and what it'll do is it would bring up, like if there is an issue with a certain Joe Kraft, it'll bring up that Joe Kraft's mugshot. And then the receptionist will be able to look through the window and see if it is the same Joe Kraft. So it is kind of neat that it does that. But.
So what is that experience like working with the SRO? So I don't have my ID or my wallet in the, or the...
Well, my understanding is that what we talked about originally doing is having them just share their name and their...
The SRO goes out.
The SRO can step, you know, should step out and be able to talk to them and just do a check on them.
Would it take like a state ID, just a photo ID?
Would it take is it just driver's license, Pete?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. We have not tried this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can ask.
Or the national passport ID.
Again, I'll have to ask.
Yeah.
In our tests and in our experience, it's all been driver's licenses, but I'll have to ask. I want to say, I imagine anything with a mag strip on the back that contains the information we're looking for, it would read, but I don't know for sure if that's true.
The new driver's license required to come home soon.
Yeah, that could be a
passport, isn't it?
But then
isn't it combined?
Well, you have a choice.
Then you have a choice.
Just for flying.
Yeah.
Certainly with either of those, if they saw the receptionist can enter that in the system and validate using the software.
So it could be manually entered.
Yep.
Okay. That's really well there. That's a great idea. Problems.
I think the software is going to go well. I'm just concerned about the large apparatus, and it might just be a little. Well, DIS, you can't do it because you don't have a vestibule like that. Mm-hmm. At least you have one, but it's not connected to the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I could chime in real quick.
Yes.
At the last meeting, Mr. Finucane, I believe, asked about the two policies, policy 1310 and 1340, with the changes to the employment of the treasurer and non-reemployment of the treasurer, specifically about the bond versus insurance. I looked up, you know, just about 5 years ago, the district purchased a bond for the treasurer for my predecessor. It was able to be switched to my name. A five-year bond for a $50,000 per year coverage is, was, what's that? $50,000.
Coverage.
Coverage, yeah. was $750 for the 5 years, so that was.
Average $50,000.
No, $50,000 of coverage.
Thank you.
Anything further? Okay, so that means we need a motion to approve item 8B, which is the board policies that have been presented. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Okay. I'm just going to say roll call. Does anybody have any roll call, please?
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
To adjourn at 7:11 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.